I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Hello, and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. I've got Alice and James. Very sun-kissed, guys. Have you been away?
Thank you.
Is that a dig? Because I'm not.
No, you aren't very much. But James, you're looking very brown.
And it's not even a t-shirt tan. It goes all the way up my arm.
Stop taking your top off. It's fine.
Sorry. Yeah, I've just been in Turkey.
With the fam.
Family holiday.
Always dodgy ground.
Risky. It was fine, though. No arguments. It was lovely.
I don't think we've ever been on a Levine family getaway and not fallen out.
Oh, really? Does it get quite nuclear?
My brother and I, we regress. In quite a big way.
What do you argue about?
There's carguments.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst because you're just stuck in there for so long.
Yeah. You know when mums and dads do the reach the arm back and just slap the legs irrespective of whose fault it is? There's a lot of that going on. Mm. Did you...
Hang on. How far are you driving on your holidays? Get a plane.
Oh, don't you do that though, where you just go like drive for ages to get to a beach or drive for ages to get to a cafe?
When we were kids...
Cafe! Get me on a Levine family holiday.
You know what I mean? Like a trattoria or whatever.
When we were kids, we drove everywhere. So we would have massive, almost days in the car. And dad, no, I'm not joking. Oh, dad wouldn't stop. We once drove from Manchester to Prague non-stop.
Wow.
That's not a direct journey that you would usually do with that respite, is it?
I had to wee in a bottle because
I feel like you've told us this before.
Have I told you before? Because he wouldn't stop. He literally would not stop.
Oh my God.
It's like his writing career. He will not stop.
How many hours are we talking?
Days. It was ridiculous.
I mean, fine for you, but three sisters.
Yeah, no, I know, exactly. And poor mum.
So even if you like got a ferry, you'd just have to like stay in the car and you'd be like revving the engine. Like, no. We're not getting out.
My family were a bit like that with snacks. Like, they were never up for stopping at a Little Chef or whatever. They're like, no. We've got food in the car. It's like...
Little Chef! Sounds like that was your final destination.
We'd just always be like, we've got some dried apricots here. It's like, yeah, but I want an Olympic breakfast, obviously. For international listeners, just the biggest breakfast you'd ever seen as a kid, wasn't it?
The Olympic breakfast.
Do you remember it?
No.
Big oval plate. I think it was designed really for truck drivers who needed the sustenance.
Right.
But I just...
Famously perverts, according to Jane.
Oh, God.
Where were they shoving those sausages? Do you know what I mean?
Don't dredge that up again.
It takes a lot of energy to be a perv.
We've only just done the PR spin on that one. Yeah, they were really quite mighty.
Oh, lovely. You've been away as well.
I went on a food pilgrimage.
To Little Chef.
To Little Chef.
So you went on a food pilgrimage to...
Italy.
Oh, lovely.
All the pasta. Oh, bueno. Oh, my God, bueno. Oh, grazie mille.
Grazie mille. What does that mean?
Many thanks.
Oh.
Millions and thousands of thanks.
Weren't you in Italy as well?
I was down the road from Alice, which you didn't realise.
I sent Jamie a message being like, look how close we are. And he was like, no way, that's so cool.
I am now moving to the Amalfi Coast for the rest of the week. Goodbye.
I sent him my live, you know, the live location thing.
Yeah.
Did not receive his in return.
You saw his get sort of further away.
Yeah. Well, then... Dad got very excited because I called him from Italy and he was like, oh, you're out with Alice. I was like, no, not at all. He was like, oh, that's a shame. I wanted to talk to her. Well, thanks, Dad.
Call me whenever. He's got my details.
Exactly.
I do love that whenever he calls you and he knows you're with us. we all get around on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
For nothing in particular, just to chat.
It's that sort of Christmas Day thing, isn't it? When it's like, say thanks to Nan for the present.
Nana's
like,
on the phone. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's like that, but better, obviously.
Obviously. I mean, well, it's great to talk to Nana as well every Christmas Day.
Speaking of Rocky, Belinda Blink 5, Chapter 6.
Indeed. Do you want to know the chapter title, guys?
Always.
I think it's important we do.
It's called Clean as a Whistleblower.
Oh, that's quite clever.
Because where were we last? We were in the... Whose officers? Bish's officers?
Yeah, and Belinda was doing some photocopying of the fake insurance policies and then saw that pink folder that said...
stupid folder.
Yeah.
What did it say?
You very cleverly in German translated it to say private and confidential, Wolfgang Bish.
Okay, so she's got that folder now.
It was really a post-it note, if we recall.
Yeah. And the guy that she was shagging conked out asleep. Right. So that's where we left it, I'm pretty sure.
People keep asking me, what are we looking for? Like, what are we actually working towards now? So we're looking for...
It's a good question. So
I stopped talking then, hoping you'd fill in the gap.
Well, I guess proof that Bish is behind all this, because they've got no proof.
And finding Giselle, right, that's why they're there. That's why they're in Berlin, wasn't it?
But as a means...
To get Slintz back.
To get Slintz back, find Giselle, and we presume make sure she's banged to rights.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seriously.
Make sure that Bish doesn't get the blueprints of the Trioxybrillo range.
And I guess, more importantly, is arrested for terrorism.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Kidnapping.
Attempted murder.
The blueprint.
Halitosis. He should be arrested for all of it.
We just want this whole sorry affair put to bed so we can move on with the Trioxybrillo range and, you know, start selling some pots and pans again, people. It's what we came for.
And I just can't wait to go on holiday, maybe in a camper van, and use that self-heating technology.
Oh my God.
It will revolutionise camping trips. Think of Glastonbury, Alice.
Oh, I actually can't wait till I'm next on Worthy Farm with one of those.
She doesn't go to festivals unless she can help it.
Well, VVIP, I'm fine.
Okay. Belinda Blinked 5, Chapter 6, Clean as a Whistleblower. Belinda's heart was in her ass.
Oh, God. She just shit her heart out her ass.
Is that a little twist on heart on sleeve?
I guess.
When it falls into your stomach?
Yeah,
do
maybe.
People say that? Or your throat? It never goes in your anus.
No.
Home is where the horse is?
Belinda's heart was in her ass, and she looked at the sleeping thick-rimmed, the man that she...
She's a medical marvel.
But Smithy knew she must act quicker than most. I'm getting very confused with him referring to Belinda as both Belinda and Smithy, as if they are two different... It's like Gollum.
It's like Beyonce and Sasha Fierce.
Sure.
Smithy's her Sasha Fierce.
Oh. Ripping open the pussy pink Persönlich und Geheim folder. Oh,
private and confidential.
Stop being so fluent. Also, pussy pink. Quite the number of variants there, I would say.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, how far in are you going?
And also from pussy to pussy.
Absolutely, yes.
I thought it was more like purple, like a deep pink, like a...
A purple?
Like a bruise colour.
Fuck, James, stop it.
No, like the inside of a mouth.
Well, it depends on what colour your skin is, doesn't it?
What your inside colour is?
Well, I mean, your pussy looks different depending on what your skin looks like.
I don't have a pussy, how many times?
But your dick looks different depending on what colour your skin is.
Yeah, but your inside of your vagina, surely that's the same... Across the board. People don't have an internal skin colour.
No, but number one, it just says pussy. It doesn't say internal.
Right.
Number two, like, well, yeah, like you're different. I don't know how to explain this to you.
The front bit, obviously, is the colour of your skin. But then once you go in, like, it's not all more skin, is it?
Yeah, once you're right in. But, I mean, we're not right in.
Her heart is in her ass. We're right in there.
Anyway, it was pussy pink, the folder, okay?
Just saying, many shades of pussy pink. Many shades of pussy.
So, ripping open the pussy pink Persönlich und Geheim folder, the neophyte spy lady breathed as heavy as a marathon runner-up.
Because the runner, fine, but the runner-up, out above.
With the gift of sight, she saw.
It's what I'd do with it.
Oh, with the gift of sight, she saw Giselle, Mars, Charkawood, De Klotz, 1 million euros.
Is that?
This is what was written on the Pussy Pink folder.
And that's all it says?
Belinda blinked. Here was the payment, she thought. Giselle's blood money for betraying all she knew in this world.
We thought more than a mil, right?
No, it's coming in instalments.
Mm. Oh, shit. Yeah, of course it is.
A million per
You're right.
payment.
Those pesky transfer limits, you know. A million at a time.
£5 a day for 160 years.
But suddenly, she heard footsteps approaching the photostat room. Oh, no! Sleeping bastard! Smithy hissed to the air, grabbing all three of thick-rimmed legs. Rimmed's legs.
Three legs? Big dick?
Mm.
Oh.
Oh, God. Oh.
Well, he said that he was thick-rimmed by name and thick-rimmed by nature, even though his name isn't thick-rimmed, clearly, because that's not a name.
And you never say someone's big dick is thick-rimmed. Take it from me.
Grabbing all three of thick-rimmed's legs, she hid him in the stationery cupboard amongst the rubber bands, butterfly clips and powdered paint.
And apparently a huge human-sized gap where you can sling a sleeping man in.
I'm sorry, powdered paint? We got a nursery in there.
What is powdered paint?
Powdered paint was when you were at school. Like, I think you added water to it and you'd do paintings
of
it.
Oh my God.
And I
that
once,
is a blast from the past, yeah.
I once ate pounded, like, we had black pounded paint, and I was like, I wonder what this tastes like. Not very nice. It's like flour. It's like water and flour, basically.
Do they have to pump your stomach?
No, no, I just, like, licked the brush.
Not the sharpest kid at school, was it?
I wonder what it tastes like.
No.
What does a sequin taste like? I ate a kilo.
It was disgusting.
He's the sort of boy that would pick the macaroni off a piece of art and eat it.
Absolutely. Did you ever eat a pipe cleaner?
No, but did you ever do bubble painting and like suck rather than blow?
No, of course not. I've never heard of that.
James, don't say suck rather than blow.
It all began.
You do something enough.
Just as she slipped the document into her thong string, the office door opened and a young lady entered with a stack of her very own papers in her arms.
Hello!
No.
Oh, it's Edmund.
Where is Edmund?
Where is Edmund? Yeah.
Belinda shrugged her textbook shoulders, pressed the copier button with her rear and made an eating sign with her closed hand to her mouth.
Excuse me? Eating sign with her hand? What?
So like she's eating
like
a
that.
Oh, he's gone to the canteen.
Yeah.
The young and not unattractive lady laughed and said,
Mittagesbosen, Worden, Disease, Firma, Toten.
Why are you doing that voice?
Because she's a lady.
Sure.
Mixing it up. Can you just Google translate this? What
does it mean?
Lunch breaks will kill this company. That's really good. But you know he uses Google Translate because it's literally exact translation.
Oh, lunch break. What is it?
Lunch breaks will kill this company.
How are you saying that in German?
Mittagspausen werden diese Firma toten. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Or what I said earlier.
Same. That is brilliant. Lunch breaks will kill this company.
She set down the stack of papers and left the room shaking her head. Belinda breathed out and coughed shallowly.
Thank you, we could have imagined.
She once again read her booty.
Sorry?
So it's got a heartbeat, it can press buttons, and now it can read.
Yeah, amazing.
No, she read her booty.
Oh, so it can write.
Giselle's name reappeared. Oh, maybe he means booty.
The like, private
the loot.
Confidential.
Loot.
Yeah.
Giselle's name reappeared one more time, and opposite was a further sum of 2 million euros and tomorrow's date against it. Her final payment, shouted Belinda.
Well, don't shout it.
And she'll be here tomorrow to collect it in person, no doubt. Gotcha, you semi-blonde-haired bitch.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Fucking hell.
Thickrim snored extra noisy. Oh, oops. Belinda laughed.
Extra noisy. Not even noisily.
Extra noisy.
It's extra noisy.
Oh, oops. Belinda laughed. But Smithy knew she was too hot. She shakenly stacked her life assurance clauses, warranties and guarantees into 3 neat piles, found a stapler, We filled the staples.
No, to be fair, there's never a full stapler in my office. It is a nightmare.
I think that's so rude.
It's so rude.
So she found a stapler, refilled the staples, and attached them. Then she stuffed the pink folder into her shoe.
I thought it was in her thong.
It was. Oh. But it's not going to be very well hidden by a thin piece of material, is it? In her shoe, she could sneak it out.
A large folder in a shoe? What shoe is she wearing? Knee-high boots?
It's like orthopedic boots.
And let me guess, with some special document chamber.
She then stuffed the pink folder into her shoe. That was something a real spy would do, she thought.
No, it's not.
It's really not.
And they'd tell no one.
A real spy would take photos of said folder. Why do we need to take the folder with us?
Yeah, and also they're going to miss that folder very quickly.
Yeah, and they wouldn't shout out everything they'd just discovered as well.
After her long walk to Petra's office, Belinda discovered that she had fucked the lights out of Mr. T, and as a result, had invited them both to spend the evening at the Bish. Schloss.
Oh, well done, James. Mm. This has been a very fruitful trip.
Such an impromptu evening excursion would throw a normal international sales director into a fizz. But luckily for Belinda, before Belinda left for East Berlin, Belinda had filled Chiara Montague in with everything.
Sorry.
How many Belindas?
Three.
Okay.
Also a tiz, but doesn't matter now.
A fizz.
Into quite the fizz.
Her bosom gal pal was fascinated and designed her a special dress of dresses.
Oh, stop it.
Just in case she had to go spying on a budget.
Right.
Wait, so when I joked about the document chamber, there's going to be all kinds of crazy Swiss Army knife style attachments on this gown.
And she would need it. For Smithy and Mr. T were to dine with and be the special guests of honour of Mr. Hare Bish himself.
Yeah, well, oh, my God.
We know. They literally just said that like four sentences ago.
Oh, sorry. I'm just coming up to speed. I'm like, wow, what?
Cool. So, exciting, obviously very scary.
Mm.
But what is this dress?
What is it going to do? Part invisibility cloak, I imagine.
Oh my God, it's definitely going to have a bit that just takes you into like a wormhole.
Yeah, it's probably got a jetpack in it. Like, there's all going to be all sorts of
shit. There'll
be
a condiment pouch.
I also like the use of Mr. Hare Bish. Isn't Hare just Mr.?
Yeah.
So Mr. Bish.
Does he think his name is Hare?
No, because his name's Wolfgang, isn't it?
Wolfgang.
I have to admit, I totally thought his name was Hare.
I'm still also loving Mr. T, spelt T-E-A. I don't think that it really comes across when I'm reading it just how ludicrous it is. But Mr. T, every time it's written, it's like, Mr. T, Mr. PG Tips. Like, it's just so stupid.
Does he have a first name? Like, if someone asked him, what's your first name, will he panic?
No, it's James T.
Oh, it's James T. Okay, brilliant. What an undercover name.
Belinda gawped at the insides of the German castle.
Oh, so fast forward,
we're in. She was excited to meet the mysterious and evil as all get-up Bish. But what she couldn't have known was that only 200 metres below her smooth footsoles...
Recent pedicure.
...was Giselle.
She's not to know. How could she know?
Once again... stuffing Slintz's face into her waterlogged vagina.
Oh, yeah, she was, like, suffocating him, wasn't she?
Oh, so he's still feasting?
He's not feasting. He's drowning by the sound. He's being waterboarded by her vagina.
Waterlogged vagina. That's a very wet vagina. Get trench foot. Giselle was as happy as a lark on the farm, and it took George shouting at her before she realised Slintz had breathed his last. Dying in a bubbling sea of sexual exhaustion, orgasmic fluids and bilious phlegm.
Oh, God.
Slintz is dead.
He choked on vagina.
Giselle stood back and looked at George. I think he's fucked. And so are we. The trioxybrillo blueprints have just bitten the dust.
Yeah, that's fucking so stupid. She's killed slints, their one like chance for the triangle range plans.
I mean, we did say from the beginning, just take the plans. Don't they take an actual elderly man.
Because they were in the safe that Slints was in. Do you remember?
For God's sake.
They were literally there. She could have just picked up. Why did she kidnap?
Why is so Slints stupid. Even there?
Why did she suffocate him with her vagina?
That's probably the most pressing thing that we should look at, yes. Mm. The special one blinked.
She is in fucking trouble. Yeah.
When Bish finds out.
Oh, he'll limp over to her and he'll give her the biggest tap on the shoulder.
When Cock find out.
Oh my God.
This is all sorted now. I mean, sad that Slints, should we have a moment of silence for Slints?
Should we make a video?
Footnotes, eulogies, yeah?
Get the black and white filter out.
Don't feel quite so bad about Slints, but sorry to hear, see you go. But now that's problem solved.
Oh, yeah. Does that render the rest of the book completely pointless?
Well, basically, I mean, aside from, like, just proving that they did it and, like, getting them in jail for the aforementioned terrorism and everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Problem solved.
But they don't have the access to any intel, do they, now? They can't actually recreate Oxybrillo, can they?
No, they can't. But also maybe Steels can't without So maybe no one's going to have to try Oxybrillo.
Oh, my God, no.
Wait, can we have a moment's silence for Oxybrillo, then?
Try Oxybrillo.
My apologies, try Oxybrillo.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
230 feet above...
230 feet. Oh, so we're now in feet.
Was it not in feet before?
It was metres before.
What's it?
200 metres down, 230 feet up.
So someone's gone up or someone's gone down.
What's going on?
God.
Wait, just check for me. What is that in metres?
70.
70.
Metres.
So we've gone down 200, then we come up 70.
How
confusing.
So 230 feet above, Belinda had found herself in her private bedroom inside the Bish slot.
So she's got a subterranean bedroom, which I would say give the guests a nice view, no? Yeah.
I think should we, for the benefit of the tape, give Dad the benefit of the doubt and say that he meant to put metres again.
So she's 30 metres above...
sea level.
Sea level.
Above where she was before in the schloss.
How tall is the schloss?
No. It really was the cow's moo.
Oh, guys, he's mad.
He's absolutely mad.
He's totally mad.
It really was the cow's moo.
Can we make a phrase book of all of the, you know, heaven on a hat stand, cow's moo? There was one earlier that we just skimmed over and didn't even comment on because we're just so saturated by Rockyisms.
Oh, was it that Giselle was happy as a lark on the farm?
Yes, it was. Yes, I believe that was what it was.
So it really was the cow's moo. And when Belinda...
A lot of farmyard similarities.
Yeah.
Sad grew up on a farm, didn't he? So there you go.
He says that like it's been throughout all the books. Yeah. Why
maybe
this chapter?
He visited, I don't know, when he wrote this. It really was the cow's moo. And when Belinda slipped into Chiara's velvet ball gown with a tease, she felt fabulous. In fact, she looked the fucking money tits.
There's another one. You writing these down?
The money tits.
She looked the fucking money tits.
I love that.
Alice, you look the fucking money
Thank
tits
Thank you.
Today.
I mean, I don't, but I think if I scrubbed up, I could.
The next time we're going out.
Money tits.
You're going to look money tits. A sharp knock jumped her.
Who her?
And she opened the chained door to a very dashing Mr. T, whom had opted for a very Scottish kilt.
As opposed to just a plain one.
I wonder if he's following traditions. Smithy asked Belinda with a wink chuckle.
Sorry, Smithy asked Belinda, her alter ego asking herself.
Oh.
Who's asking who what now?
This is such a head fuck.
And do they always not wear underwear under the kilt? Is that like...
Well, that's the tradition, isn't it, right?
That is the tradition.
That you go bareback, as Dad would say.
Bareback. But do they actually do that?
Who's they?
Like people who wear kilts.
Yeah, I think so. They do, yeah. I think they're Windy in the Willows, yeah.
That is risky.
I wonder if he's following traditions, Smithy asked Belinda with a wink chuckle. As he approached her through the door, she tried wafting air up there to create a vortex of revealing wind.
Oh, there you go.
A waft.
But the wool was too heavy.
Yeah, well, it will be, yeah.
Also, what's she creating a waft with her hands? Of course the wool's too heavy.
Very subtle.
Also, hang on, isn't Mr. T supposed to be from Boston?
He is supposed to be from... Oh, yes.
So Spoon is Scottish, but Mr. T is very much an American.
Oh, God. They're
Remember
idiots.
Your covers.
Mr. T took her fingers like a fairy tale princess and licked each one in turn.
I don't know that fairy tale. Which one's that?
Smithy's lids melted.
Melted?
Gosh, you look fantastic. Very Bostonian.
So he does know.
He does know then.
There's a big Irish contingent in Boston.
And actually, Irish people can wear kilts. That is part of the culture as well. Yeah, Irish kilts is a thing.
Are we giving him an out here? Are we giving Rocky an out?
So, gosh, you look fantastic. Very Bostonian. In fact, your legs could give me a run for my running.
Your legs could give me a run for my running.
Do you think, though, he just thinks that's what the phrase is? He's just got it wrong?
Right? Oh, probably.
What do you call that when people get, like, phrases wrong?
Is it a malapropism?
Malapropism.
I think so.
Like, Dad does that a lot.
Or is it like sweets for my sweets?
Run for my running.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I've just Googled it. Like doggy dog world instead of dog eat dog world.
Oh, sure.
That's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Best thing since life's bread.
Which makes more
that's
sense.
Something Rocky would say.
That is Rocky.
Yeah, do you remember like Adam and Joe used to wang on about their like, podcasts and stuff?
My sister used to think that it only takes a minute, girl, from Take That was it only takes a mini skirt. So people can do it.
To fall in love.
To fall in love, yeah.
Oh, my friend thought Slam Your Body Down and Wind It All Around from Wannabe. Hmm. They thought it was Somebody's Down and Wine Is All Around. Like someone had tripped over and spilt wine.
That sounds like somebody with a really controlling mum about spillages. Like somebody's really down because someone's actually spilt something. So you've got to clear it up.
And it's red.
So Spooner immediately put his right thumb into his mouth and used a circling motion with his left ring finger.
Left ring finger.
What, so he's sucking his... Sorry, I'm just doing it. That's fine.
Oh, a bit like you.
Is that your ring finger?
Like cooey, you baby. Like circling her face like you, darling.
But why is he sucking his thumb?
Because he's like, I'm a big baby, I love you.
There may be ladybirds, beetles or ants in here, Smithy.
Has he got his thumb in his mouth?
There may be ladybirds, beetles or ants in here, Smithy. Belinda nodded intuitively. Bugs. She was no dunce.
She is a dunce.
And also, is he saying it in code in case they're being listened to?
Bugged.
But if they're being bugged, I think they can work out ants, caterpillars and moths, whatever he said. What could they mean?
She thought of Geremima St. Frost first.
You're still saying Geremima.
And in her PA tone of voice spoke, "Wow, Mr. T, I can't wait to meet the legendary Herr Bish." Yes, he's rather a bit of a dude, darling Smithy, isn't he?
Thank God they're acting so naturally. He's rather a bit of a dude.
Sucking his thumb, wearing a kilt.
Yes, Mr. T. I love using his crock pots.
What is going on? Can they not just act like human beings?
Even James Spooner had a hard time containing his mirth at Belinda's last comment. And loved that he's finally found his soulmate for the time being.
Oh, little
for the time being. My short-term soulmate.
She is the woman for now. In the guard room below them, Petra smiled to herself as she observed her two guests on the monitors.
They're bugged. They're absolutely bugged.
Oh my God, the lady birded.
They were indeed typically British and Boston. Wholesome and stupid. She couldn't wait to go a three-way with them after her boss had retired to his sleeping mattress post-dinner.
He's just got a mattress on the floor in a castle.
But back in the dungeons below, The two G's were getting rowdy.
God, we're up and down like a yo-yo, aren't we?
My God.
Bloody hell.
They better have a lift, although castles tend to not.
Damn you, Giselle, shouted George. I warned you earlier about killing him with that bloody vagina of yours.
And don't kill him with your vag.
I won't warn you again.
How many times?
I warned you earlier about killing him with that bloody vagina of yours, but you just wouldn't listen. Giselle looked daggers at George and threw her sodden black thong at him. Fuck you! Somebody had to push him to the edge, you tosser-rotter.
Tosser-rotter! Put that on the list.
Tosser-rotter, that is in Tuscany, isn't it? Tosser-rotter.
So no remorse from Giselle. She's just ruined everything and she's like, fuck you!
Defensive, though, once you've killed someone, you would feel a bit defensive.
Yeah, you would panic, to be fair.
But was she, in theory, pushing him to the limit to get him to release the information?
I think so. I think it was torture, wasn't it?
Mm.
Fuck you! Somebody had to push him to the edge, you tosser-rotter. What the hell are we going to do now? The second and final tranche of euros is due to be paid tomorrow when we hand over the blueprints to Bish.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
This is a palaver.
Have we come back to the land of plot?
So they've got to hide Slint's body and come up with blueprints by tomorrow.
Is this going to turn into Weekend at Bernie's? Are they going to attach strings to his arms and be like, I don't have the blueprints?
At that moment, the telephone located in the plush corridor rang a ring. G&G looked at each other in horror as reality sank in. How would they explain the death of the professor to Herr Bish?
I feel like we're in real time living their panic. Because yeah. They just keep saying, like, how are we going to do it? How are we bloody going to do it?
Well, I'd just say, like, buy yourself some time. I'd just be like, yeah, no, no, yeah, everything's exactly fine. Here's Slint. Yeah, oh, he's
shut it, you.
Away.
They've got the whole evening, exactly. They can formulate a
but
plan.
Also,
there's time.
Old man, like, could have just conked it, caused quite a panicky situation. He's been kidnapped.
But I guess that's still on them, isn't it? He died on their watch.
Well, if he had a heart attack, what are you going to do?
Giselle crawled out of the dungeon with racing head.
With what?
With racing head.
Who's racing head?
What was she to speak to the villain who was paying her 2 million euros in 12 hours for information from a prof she'd just cunnilingused to death?
Quite. I mean, well summed up, to be fair.
I feel like the past, like, page has been sum up of this exact scenario.
This sounds like Mission Impossible.
It's such a that feeling when, isn't it? That feeling when you cunnilingus to death someone you're supposed to get
a posh prof.
From. A posh prof.
A prof prof.
A prof, oh, a prof prof. Not a posh prof.
A prof prof.
What's a prof prof? What a kid would call a professor.
I guess. Yeah. I think that's what Bella called him, wasn't it?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, Bella called him prof prof.
Prof prof. So, from a prof prof, she'd just cunnilingus to death.
Special vod.
Oh, God. Oh, it makes my skin crawl.
The horrid voice volumed. Speaking.
Hi.
You can't come to the phone right now.
Replied Giselle as nonchalantly as she could muster.
I want you to dinner with Petra and two other English guests tonight.
Hmm?
Could you understand that?
I want you to dinner with
Petra and two other English guests tonight.
Oh my God, well, tonight? As soon as Giselle sees Belinda.
Oh.
But that's a good distraction for Giselle to be like, Giselle can make this work. She can, fucking hell, this is amazing. Carry on.
What do you mean it's a good distraction?
Well, like, she doesn't have to tell about Slint's because she'd be like, well, there's a spy here.
Yeah.
Like, Giselle will recognise Belinda.
Oh, I see. Oh!
Fucking hell!
Oh, how exciting!
Oh my God, so they're going to meet at dinner.
Do you think they're going to fuck?
Oh my God,
I think they're going to have sex, irrespective.
So,
I want you to dinner with Petra and two other English guests tonight.
Tonight.
Giselle suddenly cried like a stuck piglet in a fence. A bit like that?
That came too easily. What a party piece!
But seriously, was this chapter written on a farm? Because
honestly, might have been. He might have been visiting his brother.
Why is it so livestock heavy?
Yeah.
What is the noise?
Bish demanded, not nicely.
I'm petrified of Bish.
Sorry, Sir Hare. Sorry, sir. I have a bit of a dicky belly and bowels.
She's passing that off as bowels.
Disgusting.
I couldn't agree more.
Keep away from my brittle body.
They're on the phone.
They're 230 metres apart.
Oh, my God. One bout of diarrhoea could push him over the edge, couldn't it?
To be fair, honestly, he's very sickly.
He'll turn inside out.
Ugh, disgusting. Keep away from my brittle body mass for all of tonight. Or I will be dining with Hades and not insurance rats.
Dining with Hades.
His heart will come out of his ass.
Oh my God. I mean, it looks like Jamie's going to die every time he does the impression.
Bish is horrible. He kind of possesses you when you do
his voice. Possesses you.
I don't like looking at you when you do it.
That vein that pops.
So he knows he's going to hell at least. He knows. He's self-aware.
He knows he's a bit of a shit.
Giselle smiled. Of course, Herr Bish. I shall quarantine my ass for you.
Oh, God.
Giselle literally skipped back to the interrogation room and sang. Okay, Georgie, poor G.
To the tune of...
Okay, Georgie, poor G. We have only 40 minutes to get out. Oh, there it goes. Would you have a better tune that you want to give it to?
Have you just decided that's the tune?
Oh, my God, it goes straight to Hades.
I can't bear him doing it again, but he's going to do it again. Oh, my God.
Okay.
He won't get past 40. He won't get past 40.
I won't do it. Okay, so Giselle literally skipped back to the interrogation room.
Are you getting excited for Georgie Boy?
Okay, he's so excited. And sang, okay, Georgie Porgy, we only have 40 minutes to get out or thereabout. Pack your stuff and slints.
What was that tune?
Pack your stuff and slints. Pack your stuff and slints.
Do you have any batteries in your bag? Shop objects, dead bodies. Oh, my God, the tune you chose.
Breathe.
Why is she singing? Why so casual?
Because she thinks this is her saviour, does she?
Yeah, I mean, she clearly is like, we need to get the hell out of here. We've got 40 minutes to get out. Because Bish thinks that they're in quarantine for the night. So they've got time now to get away.
To escape. Also, she's not going to see Belinda.
Oh, yeah.
Theory's out the window.
Mr. T looked out over the snowy courtyard and pumped Belinda hard on the windowsill.
Oh.
Her vagina was warm, but outside was a nasty snowstorm. That's irony for you, he informed him. Is that irony, that a vagina's warm but outside is cold?
It's like rain on your wedding day.
What's the literary thing called?
What?
Pathetic fallacy.
It's kind of
when
like
the
that.
The weather represents the mood.
But the opposite.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
It's reverse pathetic fallacy.
But just then, an overcoated couple moving in the far corner of the courtyard caught his attention.
This is why you should always fuck on a windowsill if you're a spy.
They were obviously packing the boot of a large Mercedes with a very large, almost human-sized bag.
Almost slint-shaped sack.
Poor buggers, he thought. Here I am inside the cosy snug of this woman's pussy.
Oh my God, think about it.
And them in the worst of weather. He let the curtain casually fall back.
No!
As he came white fluid inside Smiffy.
Are you an idiot? Why do they think they're there?
That's the end of the chapter, guys.
So they've escaped.
Wow.
Unless Belinda catches a glimpse.
Belinda's
unlikely.
If Belinda catched a glimpse, God, she wouldn't know what was going on.
Smithy might catch a glimpse, though. Smithy feels like might. She is more switched on in the spy stakes.
That's so frustrating.
Wowie, that really was the cow's moo, wasn't it? That chapter.
Oh, my God. That was great. That is one of my favourites in a very long time.
That song.
Wow.
That song.
Okay, Georgie Purgie.
We got only 40.
Do you think we got it clean? Because I would love someone to like take that and remix it into some sort of dance track.
I'm sure they've got it in there somewhere.
Okay, well, do what you can. I'd love a little tune out of that.
I mean, as ever, Jamie. Note perfect.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah,
I mean, we didn't know what the notes were, but...
but beautifully rendered.
They are my own notes.
I've got to say, like, when I was thinking about book five, as I often did before we started recording, this isn't quite how I expected it to go. It's quite...
Go on, choose your words carefully.
Good.
Okay. It's quite hot in this room, so I think James is ready to have a little breather.
I know what you mean, though. It is going in interesting ways. I thought it'd be more about cock,
yeah,
and not about this. But then I guess
I thought there'd be more Toffee Apple Chew.
Yeah, that's a shame. I'd love to see her back.
Well, come back next week to find out if they have dinner with Herr Bisch and if Giselle and George have got away. But in the meantime, do get in touch with us on Instagram. It's at My Dad Wrote Her.
If you'd like to send us a tranche of 2 million euros, it's mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com.
We're on Twitter at dadwroteaporno. Send us your dance tracks of Jamie's beautiful singing. And the tour.
Yes, if the Slints moment has quite literally whet your appetite for another slice of Rocky, you can come and see us read some brand new Rocky material.
Indeed, it's Belinda's Dirty 30. She's turning 30, having a big birthday party for her, so you've got to come.
If you want to come, and everyone is welcome, we're an open house, aren't we?
Oh God, don't say that. That's like, you know, when people were at school and they used to say like, oh, my mum and dad are away, and they'd post it on Facebook and suddenly 10,000 people were at their mum and dad's house.
Oh, that's what I want. I want chaos. So you can get your tickets at mydadwroteporno.com/live.
It was so amazing last time, and we want to make it even bigger and better, well, worse, because it's Rocky's work, but you know what I mean. All right, well, we should go and give Slints the send-off he deserves.
Absolutely, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just go for a drink.
Great.
Drink, yeah, great.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.